You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On Radio 1, my name is Laura.
I'm Elliot.
And we are welcoming Rob.
Yeah.
From the Mentalist Collective.
That's the one.
Yes, yes. Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Good to be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great to have you on.
Yeah. Here to discuss a recent release, the single Baby Girl, which is featuring Lara Rose, which is also on our Radio 1 Top 11 countdown this week. So congratulations on that release and making
it. Us.
Yeah, of course. So I noticed, can you tell us a little bit about the single, I guess?
Like most of this, probably about half the songs on the album that we released late last year, some of the songs are, you know, a few years old. I guess I wrote this. I'm a teacher, and a few of us are teachers, most of us have kids. In fact, I think we all have kids in the band now. My kids are a little bit older, so I've got teenagers, and I think it was kind of written with being a parent in mind, I guess. Mm. So it's from the perspective of a parent or someone that's dealing with teens and some of the crap that goes along with coming of age.
Yeah.
All the difficulties in navigating the modern world and all that kind of stuff, the stumbling blocks, the turnstiles is the lyric. All of that kind of stuff. So I guess it's sort of like a parent's reflection or an adult's reflection on, you know, what teens have to, put up with these days and what they have to navigate.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy.
It is,
Well, it's good that you can get it out there and talk about it in a nice way. I think it's a beautiful song.
And you can
really see the inspiration coming through in the lyrics.
Yeah, thank you. That's cool to know.
Yeah.
And what prompted the collaboration with Lara?
Oh, yeah, good question. Well, Lara became a friend of ours a few years ago. I think the first time we met her was at a Sofa Sounds. So we were invited to play a Sofa. Have you heard of Sofa Sounds before?
I actually haven't myself.
I don't know if it's still going, but it was kind of this worldwide kind of like live streamed event on YouTube. And we were asked to do one. There were some local dudes kind of organising Dunedin ones, and they happen all around the world, various locations. And I guess it was sort of a little bit like a sort of a tiny desk concert type thing, probably a few years before that, and in random sort of cafes and stuff.
Cool.
So we were asked to do one, and she was playing in a duo called Tall Folk. I don't know if you've probably been playing them over the years, but they were like a country duo, and they were playing before us, and we were like, oh, these guys are awesome. And then we kind of didn't come across them again for a little while, but I went to a Whare Flat music festival, the folk festival, and they were there, and we just got chatting and, you know, became good friends and were hanging out and stuff, and we shared a lot of musical tastes and sort of floated around similar musical circles, and we were like, oh, we should do a collab sometime.
Yeah.
And when we were going to release our album a few years before, I think we were maybe releasing an EP at the time, COVID struck, and we were going to do this collaboration thing where we did a concert with them, and we would join them on their songs for maybe one or two songs. They would join us for one or two songs, backing vocals, extra guitars, and we had this all rehearsed, and it was all ready to go. COVID struck, and we just had to make that call. Like, it wasn't quite locked down, but it was getting real close, and we had to just go, we've got to cancel this. And so finally, when we came to recording this album, we were like, oh, we've got to get Jack and Lara in. Jack's gone back to America. He's from the States, so he's gone back to live there. But Lara's still around. She's doing a solo thing, and we couldn't wait to get her in on some vocals, so...
Awesome.
She was happy to join us.
Comes through so well on the track. I can't wait for the listeners to hear it. It's going to be great.
We're pretty happy with the result.
Cool backstory about it. Finally working out in the collaboration.
Still suffering the old COVID after effects for a couple of years after that. But we got there.
Happens.
We got there.
Awesome. Awesome work. So tell us a bit more about your band as well, the band. You mentioned a few, you guys are teachers.
So I think we'd all been in bands prior. We're all pretty much from Dunedin, mm-hmm. With a couple of little exceptions. Ed's from Venezuela,
cool.
and Danny's from Christchurch, but I'm Scott's from South Africa.
Yep.
But we've all been in Dunedin for quite a long time. We've been together. Most of us have been together for about 10 years now, you know, recording bits and pieces, practicing, playing lots of gigs, doing a few festivals and things. Some of us are teachers, so it's quite common, I think, for, you know, struggling musicians to also be teachers. It's sort of like, you know, it's sort of a thing. It's hard to make money off music these
yep.
days, so maybe that's
fair
it.
Enough.
There's always that day job that's
yep.
going on. We all collaborate a lot, so pretty much all of us songwrite. So on the album, I've probably got 3 or 4 songs. Brendan's got a few. Scott's got a couple. Danny's got a couple. And we all contribute. We like that. You know, we feel like, you know, we're basically the Beatles. So we'll just run with that.
Yeah.
But I guess the strength is the variety of music that we come up with, and probably the fact that we can all sing. So there's not too many bands around where everyone can sing and
true.
Do harmonies.
Yeah.
So we try to play to that strength by making sure every song has some sort of vocal element that's, you know, sort of almost choral or sort of, you know, almost Beach Boys-y sort of vocal harmonies in it. So, yeah, I think that probably comes through a little bit in Baby Girl. There's some vocal harmonies in the chorus.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Listening to it earlier, it was...
I'm
struggling to get the words out right now, but that's great.
That's nice.
Yeah. And we'll play it later for the listeners too.
In the future, we're really trying to, I guess, think of how to do things a little bit differently. Like it's really hard to make money from music. You can't you can't really make it from streaming.
you can
gig a lot, and you can maybe make money from gigging and merchandise, but you've only got so much time. So we're actually really interested in looking at making just more content. So we've got a whole band practice room set up that's been geared up to do like regular live streaming.
Nice.
Cool.
And so just could be streaming parts of our band practice and showing that behind the scenes sort of stuff, or it could be that we like actually perform a couple of songs properly to the watching audience live and all that kind of stuff. So we're sort
live
of like
from
trying
anywhere.
To make things a little different and keep things interesting.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of live streaming moment.
I know, there's
scene.
A lot of noise,
It's,
and I guess it sort of feels a little bit like if you can't beat them, join them, but it is fun, and I think it's important as a musician to know and to realise and to accept that the industry is really different and it's very... it's, you know, broadened in terms of what you need to be able to do. You have to do everything.
It could
include, you know, making videos and doing all your own marketing and everything, you know, everything that goes along with it. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
Most of it's fun.
That's good.
Alright, you guys have a gig coming up 16th of August at the Duck. You excited for that one?
Yeah, definitely. So we've played the Duck once before. It's an interesting wee venue because it's sort of like a cafe restaurant setup. And because of that, and because of its size, like you can sort of might be able to squeeze 50, 60 people in there. We've decided to kind of make it a little bit more sort of semi-unplugged. So we've got quite rocky over the last few years with, you know, a lot more sort of effects and this sort of a psychedelic rock sound. Which we've really enjoyed, but I think we figured for this gig maybe like just strip it back a little, so maybe a little more acoustic sounding, you know, take down the noise. I think personally I don't mind a rocky gig, but for that environment I think we just decided it might be better to take it down a notch. So we're kind of looking forward to that, because that's kind of going
be
back
like
to
the, so that's what you used to do.
That's sort of how we started, so it won't feel alien, it won't feel unnatural,
nostalgic.
Be a little, and I guess in that sort of environment and that sort of approach we'll be able to hear ourselves really well, so our singing should be like top notch for that night.
Awesome.
So yeah, hold us
cool.
to that.
It's a cool venue. Awesome. I think
that's us.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners? Obviously, keep an eye out for some live streams. That'll be cool to see. Yeah,
follow us on all the socials and stuff, and vote for us on the top 11. I reckon we can move up a few places.
Oh, absolutely. We're sitting
space
at
up there.
9 this week. Is that right? Yep.
So there's room for movement everyone.
Yep.
Get in there and vote. Yep. You can vote, what is it, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, request our songs online and stuff.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you're travelling to like the other cities, you know, request us on the other stations too.
Yeah,
absolutely. And come along to the gig. The tickets are available on Under the Radar.
Mm.
Awesome.
Sweet as.
All right. So,
thank you
for joining us.
Cheers.
We've got the Mentalist Collective featuring Lara Rose with Baby Girl up right now. Thanks for listening, guys, and keep it locked. Enjoy.
Can I do it with a selfie?
Oh, of course you can.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.